We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nedarim. We are on the top line of Daf Mem He, Amud Aleph. This limud is Lilui Nishmat Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Harav Shalom Cohen ben Tfach HaMalka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latif, Erez ben Miriam, Et Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devora, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava bat Sarah, and Luba bat Mazal, Alehem HaShalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shlema for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Israel Yochai ben Beloria, Esther bat Sarah, Geraz Tova bat Chana, Elisheva bat Neta, Chana bat Zulika, and Gabriele Masuda bat Sarah. The Gemara is discussing a seeming, an apparent contradiction between two braitaot. Back on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Bet, we saw a braita that says that a person who's mafkir sadehu, who declares his field ownerless, so it says there, kol shlosha yamim yachol lachzor bo, that for the next 3 days he can still retract his declaration of hefker, and afterwards he cannot, right? And then we saw a braita on Memdale Damud Bet. Memdale Damud Bet says that a person who is mafkir his vineyard, and in the morning he wakes up and he wants to harvest it himself, he picks the grapes himself, it says patur min ha-ma'aser. Patur min ha-ma'aser means that it is hefker, it's considered like he's taking fruit from hefker, and that's why it's patur min ha-ma'aser. But the question is, according to Rabbi Yossi, we said, according to the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan before, a person, when he makes something hefker, the transfer of hefker is not official until someone else comes and takes it. But if, let's say, the owner himself, if he comes and takes it back, so then it's not like he's taking from hefker. It doesn't become hefker yet. When does it become hefker? When someone else comes and is zochef from the hefker, at that moment the transfer happened and became effective. But if the owner himself, who was mafkir the field, if surely within 3 days, if he comes back and he harvests the fruits for himself, that means he's retracting the hefker, then it wasn't hefker to begin with. So then why is it patur min ha-ma'aser? He should be chayav min ha-ma'aser because it's like his own fruits all along. So on the bottom of Mem Daled Amud Bet, we saw one answer. The Gemara says an answer that Resh Lakish can say, when do I say the halakha, my shita, is like Rabbi Yossi, but this braita is like Rabbanan. Which means, yeah, according to Rabbi Yossi, when an owner is mafkir, so it doesn't officially leave the ownership of the original owner until someone else comes and takes it. But if the original owner comes and takes it, then it really never left his ownership, and it was never hefker. That's true according to Rabbi Yossi. But according to Rabbanan, they argue with Rabbi Yossi, right? According to Rabbanan, immediately when a person is mafkir, that second it becomes hefker. It's out of the ownership of the original owner. So this braita that says that the next morning, if he goes to pick the grapes, it's considered that he picked from hefker, and therefore he's patur min ha-ma'aser. That's according to Rabbanan. The previous braita that we learned on Mem Gimel, that braita is going like Rabbi Yossi. That's why for 3 days, the person can still retract his declaration of hefker. But over here, this braita is going like Rabbanan. That was the answer that the Gemara gave on the bottom of Mem Daled Amud Bet. On the top of Mem He Amud Aleph, the Gemara wants to suggest a different answer. Ibaiteima, if you want, we can say, really, this second braita is also like Rabbi Yossi. It's just that here is the answer, here's the solution to the stira. Ha de afkere be'anpe teren, ve ha de afkere be'ape tlata. The first braita, where we saw that according to Rabbi Yossi, the original owner can still retract his declaration of hefker for 3 days. And therefore, if he were within those 3 days to take from the fruits that he was mafkir, he would be chayav to take off ma'asrot. That braita is talking about in a case, de afkere be'anpe teren. When he made his declaration of hefker, he did it in front of two people only. So such a hefker, such a declaration, did not really become public. It didn't become public knowledge. He said it only in front of two people. So in that case, it's clear that the intention of the person who was mafkir, he didn't have in mind that it should be totally hefker. He had in mind that it should be only hefker for these two people, meaning these are the only two people before whom I'm making the declaration that can take from this field. I'm making it hefker for them, but not for the world. In that case, in such a type of limited hefker, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's similar to matana, which means that it doesn't leave the ownership of the original owner until someone else comes and takes it. Just like by matana, we say that it doesn't, by a gift, it doesn't leave the ownership of the original owner until the transfer is done, until the other person receives it. So to over here, by such a limited hefker, which was only al-da'at, it was with the intention that one of these two people should be zoche, that's when Rabbi Yossi holds that the hefker is not effective until the person comes and takes from the field. So that's why over there, for 3 days, he can still retract his hefker, because the hefker is not final. Veha, but over here in this second braita on Mem Daled Amud Bet that says that immediately in the morning, if the owner himself comes and takes, it's already considered like he took from hefker, and therefore it's patur min ha-maaser. It's talking about the afkere be'apet lata, that he made the declaration of Efker in front of three people. Once you make a declaration in front of three people, this becomes public knowledge. Everyone is going to know about it eventually. So that means it's clear that the intention of the person who was Mafkir, meaning the owner, he had in mind that it was a full-fledged Efker for anyone to come and to take. In such a declaration of Efker, Rabbi Yossi will agree that this case of hefker, immediately upon the declaration, it goes out from the ownership of the original owner, and he cannot retract it even within 3 days. And that's why if the original owner goes and he takes from it, it's like he took from hefker, and therefore it's patur min ha-maaser. And the Gemara brings a proof to this distinction, to this difference. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, kol ha-mafkir bifnei shelosha have hefker. Anyone who declares hefker in front of three, that's a full-fledged, valid hefker. Bifnei shnayim lo havi hefker. But if the declaration is only made in front of two, then it's not a full-fledged hefker, in the way that we just explained, where Rabbi Yossi would hold that you still have time to retract it, because the person only intended for one of these two people that he is declaring hefker in front of them to be zochet. That's a limited hefker. A limited hefker, yachol lachzor bo, he could still change his mind from it. And the Gemara now brings another opinion that argues on this. V'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Dvar Torah afilu be'echad, have hefker. Mideoraita, even if a person declared hefker in front of one person, the hefker is total. It is full-fledged, and he cannot retract it. Uma tam amru bishlosha. Why is it that Chachamim instituted that the hefker should be declared in front of three? Kedei sheyehe echad zoche ushnayim meidim. That's only to make it so that there will be two witnesses that can testify that this person made hefker, and the third person can be zoche from the hefker. Because if you're not going to have Edim, who will be able to testify that he made it Hefker, right? He will need proof. The one who took from the Hefker wants proof that this was valid Hefker. Therefore, Chachamim instituted that the declaration, when the owner declares his field Hefker, he should do it in front of three, so that you have two who can testify, and one of them who can be Zoche. But really, Mideoraita, even Hefker is even valid if it is declared in front of one person. Hadran alach en ben amudar, hadran alach en ben amudar, hadran alach en ben amudar. That's the conclusion of the fourth perek of Nedarim. We begin Bezrat Hashem on the top of Memhe Amud Bet with the first Mishnah of Perek Hamishi, Perek Hashutafin. Hashutafim shenadru hana'a ze mize. Partners who share a chatzer, a front yard, a courtyard in front of their homes. So they are shutafim in a chatzel, they are partners in a front yard. Let's say these shutafim, nadru hana'a ze mize, they made a neder not to derive benefit from one another. Asurim likanes la chatzel. So now each one of them is forbidden to enter into the courtyard that they jointly own, because each one has a portion in it, and therefore each one is benefiting from the share that is owned by the other. And that would be a violation of the neder. So asurim likanes lachatzel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no. It's permitted for both of them to use the chatzel. Ze nichnas letoch shelo veze nichnas letoch shelo, because we can say that since each one has a portion in this chatzel, so we can say this one is entering into his own portion, and this one is entering into his own portion. One is not having hana'a from the other. Let's continue on a little bit into Daf Mem Vav Amud Alef. The Mishnah continues and says, Ushnehem asurim, however, both agree, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees, that Ushnehem asurim leha'amid rechaim v'tanur ulgadel tarnegolim. It is agreed by both opinions that both of the shutafim are prohibited from leha'amid rechaim, from setting up a mill, a grinding mill, v'tanur, or an oven, in this jointly owned chatzel, ulgadel tarnegolim, or to raise chickens in it. These things, no one of them can do after they made a neder not to have hana'ah from each other. Because each one is having hana'ah from the fact that his partner is not stopping him from using the chatzel for such a usage. So therefore, this type of hana'ah would be a violation of the neder, even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Mishnah continues and says, Haya echad mehem mudar hana'ah mechavero. Let's say only one of the shutafim, one of the partners, was mudar hana'ah, was prohibited under the power of a neder from deriving benefit from the other shutaf. Lo yikanes lachatzel. So then, Tanakama says, in this case, he cannot enter into the chatzel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Yachol hu lomar lo, the mudar hana'a can say to his partner, Letoch sheli ani nechnas, I'm entering into my own portion. Ve'eni nechnas letoch shelcha, I'm not entering into your portion. So I'm not violating the neder. Ve'kofin et hanoder limkor et chelko. And the bedin forces the one who made the neder to sell his portion, so that he doesn't cause the other person to transgress the neder. Haya echad min hashuk mudar be'echad mehem hana'a. If let's say a third case here, let's say someone from the outside, someone from the shuk, from the marketplace, he was mudar hana'a from one of these partners. He was prohibited by a neder from deriving benefit from one of these partners. Lo yikanes lachatzel. Well, he cannot enter into this chatzel of these partners because it belongs partly to the one from whom he's not allowed to have a benefit. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, he argues in this case as well, Yachol lomar lo, this person from the outside can say to the one who made the neder, Letoch shel chavercha ani nechnas, I am entering into the portion of your friend, meaning of your shutaf. I'm not entering into your portion of the chatzel, ve'ani nechnas letoch shelcha, I'm not entering into your own portion. It doesn't belong entirely to you, so therefore I'm not having hana'a from you. A fourth case in the Mishnah, hamudar hana'a mechavero. If a person is mudar not to have hana'a from his friend, ve'yeshlo merchatz u'bet habad muskarim ba'ir, and his friend who made the neder has a merchatz, he owns a bathhouse or a bet habad or an olive press in the city, and he leased it out to someone. Okay, so the one who made the neder, he's the original owner of a merchatz or a bet habad, and he leased it out, and now it's available for public use. So the question is, can the mudar hana'a, can the one who is not allowed to have hana'a from this original owner, can he use this bathhouse or this bet habad? So the halacha is that it depends. If the original owner, meaning the one who made the neder, if he still has tfisat yad, he still has rights to the profits of the usage of this bet hamerchatz. If he still has rights, he still has some kind of ownership in it. So in this case, asur. Then the one who is mudar hana'a, he cannot use this Bet Merchatz because he's nehene, he's deriving benefit from something that is owned by the Madir, by the one who made the neder. And lo bahem tefisat yad mutar. But if, let's say, the original owner, the one who made the neder, he doesn't have any rights to the profits of the usage of this place, so then the mudar hana is allowed to use it because he's not enjoying something from the madir. It doesn't belong to him. He doesn't have rights. He doesn't get profits from it. And therefore, he would be allowed to use that bet merchatz. And finally, the final case in the Mishnah, ha'omer l'chavero, if a person tells his friend, konam levetecha she'ani nichnas, he made a neder on himself that he's not allowed to go into the house of his friend, to have hana'ah from his friend's house. V'sadecha she'ani lokeach, or a person made a neder on himself that he cannot have hana'ah from the field of his friend. He cannot buy it from him. So then, met o she'mecharo le'acher, if let's say the owner of the house or the owner of the field, if he died, or if he sold it to someone else, mutar. So then the person who made the neder, now he's allowed to buy that house or to buy the field because it no longer belongs to the one who he said he's not allowed to have hana'ah from. He told him, betecha she'ani nichnas, your house I cannot purchase. But once that person sold the house, it's not his house anymore. So now he could purchase it. But if he said, konam bayit zeh, she'ani nichnas, sadezo she'ani lokeach, met o she'mecharo le'acher, asu. But if, let's say, the wording of the neder was, this house, I am making a neder, I cannot go in, meaning I cannot buy it. This field, I am making a neder, I cannot have hana'ah from it, I cannot purchase it. So then, regardless, even if the owner dies or if he sold it to someone else, and there's a new owner, that doesn't matter, still, the person who made the neder is asur, cannot have hana'ah from it, because he said, bayit zeh, this house, regardless of who the owner is. That is the first Mishnah in Perek Chamishi.